The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Randomly asking, it's not like prerequisite or anything, you know, like I find that like a lot of people don't really watch it.
Well, I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like everyone is watching it except for me. And I just don't know. I want to be in the know. And yeah. So I like Brian had me watch the Oklahoma bathroom scene last night,
which
I really enjoyed.
So
that
good.
Was a cute moment. That was
that's
fun.
A good it's like the best one so far. It's probably gonna be the best one of this entire season because it's all the girls in one place.
Yes. To see that. And I also ensemble. Really like the outfit.
Yeah. Like, the Oklahoma outfit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone, we're talking about Euphoria. But he doesn't watch it. So
I don't.
That's the extent of what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, I'm such a baby, but I'll talk about the Oklahoma outfit all day.
Yeah.
Love that.
Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm here again with a return guest. His name is Evan Real. He's formerly a reporter with Us Weekly, also Bachelor Nation, but now you work for Page Six. You're doing all their digital, right? Like their online reporting.
Yeah. I'm online. I live in the ether. I've not had a print byline yet, although I hear that can happen. So one day.
Okay. Yeah.
It might happen.
You've been all over the place though, like with not all over the place, but like all over the news because you're breaking all these stories. I mean, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but you, right? Didn't you like cover some feud between like Gigi from two shows that I don't watch, Shaws of Sunset, and someone from Vanderpump Rules?
Was yeah, like a, so I ended up interviewing Lala Kent over. Okay.
She's always
the
fighting
holidays. Now. Yeah, she is. And that's why we love her. She always wants to give us Lala and I keep coming back for more of it. I love her so much. And so I had the opportunity to interview her during that weird week between Christmas and New Year's where time and space do not
where everyone's
exist.
Just fighting.
Yeah, exactly. So she was just
fighting
like
online.
Joining in.
Yeah.
And so I interviewed her and it was originally set up as an interview what I thought was going to be an interview to promote her beauty brand. And she just had this very like contentious breakup with cheating allegations and all this stuff. And so, you know, I'm Page Six and it's my job to ask the juicy questions. So I thought we'd talk about the makeup for a little bit. And then I could throw in like two questions about the breakup. Well, she came ready to rock. And we talked about the breakup like from every angle. And I was like so excited and so pleased. And we had this like amazing conversation. And there were tears. And we both connected over our like dead fathers. Like it was like this like amazing conversation. And so we rolled it out. We posted like several stories from it. And Gigi from Shaw's is really good friends with Randall, Lala's ex.
Okay.
And we posted part of the interview on
and
our
he's
Instagram.
A dirtbag, right? He's like kind of, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
From what I gather.
That's a safe description.
Okay.
And so Gigi's a friend, and we posted part of the interview on Page Six's Instagram, and we posted the clip where she was talking about all the red flags she saw in the relationship. And so Gigi chimed in the comment section and was talking about, well, if you saw all those red flags, like, how did you keep it going for so long? And blah, blah, blah. And then the girls were fighting. And then it just like snowballed from there.
I don't like that. Like, that's very pick me energy. Like, why? Like, stay out of it. You're not in the relationship. That's so.
It was weird. So clearly she like chose a side. I think she's that just girl, trying Gigi to get a role. Yeah. And I think she's just trying to get a role in one of Randall Emmett's straight to DVD films.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
Vanderpump Rules is one of those shows that's like my, well, it's not even because like not even everyone even watches it, right? Doesn't it like, it's kind of flopping right now, right? Like, I mean,
it's like, it's hard, I think, for the fandom because Stassi and Kristen are gone.
And they were like the lightning rods of like drama and trashiness. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And then like Katie, who was, so it was the three of them that were the witches of WeHo, and they started all the drama, and they had this like bad bitch mean girl energy to them. Not and when I say mean girl, it's like, I mean, like, I'm not saying that in a bad way, it's like in a fun mean girl kind of way. And Katie is still on the show, and the reason she's still on the show is because
she's not racist.
Exactly. So I didn't get caught. Yeah, right. I interviewed Katie recently, and I asked her, you know, like, is there a pathway for Kristen and Stassi to come back? Like, do those conversations happen behind the scenes? And she was really tight-lipped about it. But basically, she told me that, like, in her dream world, they would come back to the show. And I think that might be because I think the ratings have slipped a little bit. The excitement about the show has slipped a little bit. But it's like
enough about it. But I'm also a little bit tuned out to, like, that part of the Bravo world. Like, if I don't watch it, I'm not, like... You know what I mean?
What are your like big Bravo blind spots? Because I have a few.
Well, I was talking about it the other day because I guessed it on another podcast. Shout out Sarah Galley. You know, Dame Galley, Sarah Galley. Her show's called Andy's Girls. You guys go check it out. It's a fun interview. But she's like that's like all she talks about is Bravo. But like lately, I'm less enthused about a lot of it. Like, I don't know. There's just so much racism and stuff and like people getting... It's exhausting as a brown person. So I'm like, there's just like so many shows that are like giving me more right now. Right. But I don't know. Maybe it's just the time of the year too. Like, I just recently got into Cheer 2. We'll talk about that. Yeah, there's like a bunch of other shows that are not Bravo stuff that I'm really into. But you know what? Jersey's coming back. So that's like something.
I know. I'm so pumped.
Wait, before we get into all that, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
Been like, January has been such a crazy month. I got COVID.
You got Omarion?
I think I got Omarion. And Omarion like was pretty kind to me. I didn't have any symptoms, which was nice. Brian, my boyfriend, he also got COVID and all he had was a cough. And so it wasn't too bad, but I think it was just like the anxiety I felt from it was really
tough
because you read all these things like, you know, you'll have like all these heart issues and then your teeth will fall out. And then you, I don't know.
People's teeth are falling out?
I read something about people's teeth falling out, but maybe, I don't know.
Like, oh my God.
That was like at the peak of my anxiety and I was just Googling things and searching around and I don't even know why, cause I didn't feel anything, but then I don't know. I was scared my teeth were about to fall out. So,
oh my God.
So that was that. But then on top of that, like work has been really busy lately, which has been really nice. But I feel like I haven't been able to like come up for air all of January. And I was talking to an astrologer and I'm really big into astrology. And apparently January is like gonna like my busiest work month of 2022. So we're getting it all
out of the way now. That's good.
Yeah. But about you?
It's good that you got Omarion out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, I've never gotten COVID
in all this time.
No. But I mean, I was really good 2020. I was really good. I was pretty good in 2021 too. I've definitely relaxed now. I'm like, whatever. If it happens, you know, I'm definitely wear your masks, get boosted and all that stuff, everyone. But what are you going to do?
I know. Yeah. I'm going to like a group dinner thing tonight. And I'm a little nervous about it, but like, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. We'll I find myself, I even go to bars that I hate now. Splunk. I'm like, I'm back to doing that. I'm like, yeah. I hate that place, but I'll still go because I need something to fucking do. Yeah. When before it was like, if I really don't want to go, then I'm definitely not going to go because it's a Marion. But now I'm just like, yeah, oh, well, fuck it. I got to like get out of this house.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. Everything's good though. Everyone's dying though. So that's.
I know. Yeah. Like I'm busy at work. Everyone's dying, which makes work even busier. So it's been really sad. Mugler. I know. Also, that one hit. Like, yeah. And I didn't realize how like hot he was.
He was hot like, in his. Yeah. He was like really well. He changed a lot over the years, but you know.
yeah. Everyone was like, posting those throwback photos.
I don't know enough about his
That was the immediate thing that I was.
Yeah.
Intrigued by. Apparently he got in a really bad car crash and had to like reconstruct his face.
Okay. No.
Because I thought it was just like plastic surgery addiction.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, apparently it was because of a bad car accident. But he was
hot.
So cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's such an amazing designer though. I mean, you don't realize how many people were inspired by his work. I mean, obviously, I grew up watching Too Funky by George Michael. That was like one of my favorite music videos. But everybody was doing all these tributes and homages and stuff. But I noticed that like Cardi B hasn't said anything,
which is weird because she like has such like, a moment.
Yeah, like with him, like she was a muse of his, and she was like, you know, going to events with him and all this stuff. It's just kind of odd. Yeah.
I love
Cardi B's a little bit odd.
Yeah, she is. You never know what to expect from Cardi. I liked how he was still like relevant with like today's girlies though, like Cardi and Kim, and that was that was nice to see.
R.I.P. I don't know who's gonna go next. This is crazy.
I know.
Fucking nuts.
I feel like you could guess and maybe get it right.
I had a dream that Elton John died last night.
Okay,
that's not
your dream. Does not compare.
No, that's not good. That I love Elton. Yeah,
that would be not. Bad. That would honestly, like, I don't even know what would happen if Elton passed, because I didn't. When Bob Saget passed, like, I know he's America's dad, and I know people like love him, but I wasn't a Full House person when I was a kid, so I didn't like. Really understand the depth of people's affections for him, and then like once he died and I was covering it, I was like, oh my god, like this man, yeah, people really love this man. I interviewed his his touring partner, and
especially because he was like a single dad too,
so it's like people felt a little,
totally,
and just the things that the touring partner said like absolutely broke me. Like he was so devastated, and then like I don't know. It was a lot to process. And that was like the night of some award show. What was the award show? The Golden Globes. The Golden Globes that didn't really actually happen.
I'm fine with that. I don't even watch award shows anymore.
They're
sometimes
so
maybe the red carpets. Yeah, I don't do any of that.
Yeah, and you can just watch that on Instagram.
Seriously. Well, it's like all the overnight fashion critics on Instagram. It's all the gays in their Zara fits talking about other people's fucking fashions. It's like, please, you guys are wearing those floral button-ups from like 4 years ago. Speaking of celebs, earlier last week, like a picture of celeb Big Brother dropped. Did you see that with the cast lineup? And I took it to be truth, and then I found out that it was just gossip, but it was like it included a lineup of like NeNe, Tiffany Pollard, New York.
It was way too good to be true.
Neo, Sha'Carri, Richardson. It was a lot.
Yeah.
There was no way this could be true. But yeah, NeNe is not, unfortunately, not going to be a part of it. Although I could see that her doing that now, because there's definitely no way she's going to be invited back on Bravo. Right?
Yeah. I had a huge falling
out with Bravo. I could see Tiffany Pollard doing it because Tiffany Pollard has like nothing else going on, unfortunately, even though she should. She's the queen of reality TV, but.
I know. I would love to see Tiffany and NeNe in the same room. Like that would just be so good. But did you see the new thing that it could be Teddy or Tamra?
On Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah. So apparently a picture. So they
Teddy
had
would
new...
be so like, ugh.
They have that new
two
T's and a pod. Is that the podcast?
Okay,
they have this new podcast together, and a picture leaked of the rundown for an upcoming episode, and it was like announced Celebrity Big Brother. So people are thinking that like it's one of them. And then Dave Quinn, the Housewives reporter at People, he tweeted something like, all these rumors about a housewife and you guys aren't naming the right one. So apparently like there is a housewife that's going to be on it. And it like, if it's Tamara or Teddy.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm excited to see Tamara on the new Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yes. That I'm pumped for.
That's going to be chaotic. Chaotic. I can't wait. I know. It's going to be anytime soon because like it's probably going to be right after Miami.
Yeah, that's what I think. I've heard like different things, but I'm assuming like a spring situation.
You're watching Miami, right?
Oh my God.
Okay, yes. We'll get into it.
I haven't watched the last episode where Nicole clears the girls. And I keep seeing the clip and I can't wait.
You haven't
to watch
seen it yet?
No,
oh my God. But I'll tell you about
so
it.
Good. Okay, yeah.
So good. Yeah.
I want to know everything.
She's my queen. She tweeted me after that because I tweeted her and I said, ladies and gentlemen, her, and she somehow saw it. I didn't tag her or anything. I guess someone sent it to her. And yeah, she's my new fucking favorite.
I know. At first I was like, with the newbies, I was kind of like, I don't want to get to know these girls, but I have really enjoyed getting to know Nicole. Like, she's so good.
She's giving Ashley Darby.
Yes. And I love Ashley. Yes.
Shitster. I love it. Mm-hmm. Did you watch Cheer 2?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Did you finish
it? Day. Yeah. So good.
Okay. We won't give it away for anybody who hasn't seen it, but you guys should definitely check it out. But do you think it was better than the first season? Mm-hmm. I felt like it was not as good, but I'm happy that they covered the other team.
Yes.
A more dynamic.
Totally. Yeah. I loved the rivalry. I thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. It was like interesting to see how Vante operates his team differently than Monica. I also just the whole vibe of his team is like so
straight.
Different.
It's very straight.
I know, a lot less gay, but the girls on his team have like a different like. I don't know.
They're more intense.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching that. Although I think like if I had to choose a side, I would still choose.
Yeah. Monica's team. Yeah. I'm glad that the other team got a little bit of play, but I still want Monica's team to win.
I know. Yeah, same.
Ladarius is so draining. Like, he is just one of those toxic people.
So I like missed all his shit talking toward Monica in real time on social media. Aware of that?
I don't follow him. I never did because I did always he always just kind of grated on my nerves a bit. He just kind of was like, I knew that. Of all the people with the fame, he was the one who was going to probably go off the rails and be fucking insane. And
but now sure he's enough, like fishing for tadpoles and saying he doesn't care about fame. But then he also was showing up to the competitions with his Navarro shirt on.
He's manic.
And then I also feel like he kind of gaslights Monica. Like he shits on her and then like gets her in these situations, like cornering her, whether it's at cheer practice or at the hotel, and like telling her it's all good and it's all okay, getting her in tears, and then they're hugging.
He's a toxic person, and she just kind of gives into it. It's the grossest thing to watch. I hate it because she's a good person.
I need a follow-up about what happened after the hotel meeting. Like,
are
they good today? I don't know.
They filmed that for a long time then, because it was like all of 2020,
like
2 years. Yeah,
but it's so weird because it feels like Cheer season one came out just yesterday. Like,
it was right when the pandemic hit.
Yeah, it was. I think it was like the
it was
January
Love is Blind.
Before. Yes.
Then it was that, and then it was unfortunate. And Tiger King. Yep. I hate Tiger King. People that like people still talk about it. They're like, I can't wait till season two. Is there a season two?
Yeah, there's season two. Movie? I tried to watch it. I couldn't.
It's triggering.
Yeah,
because it's that period of your life that was like not fun at all, so I'm not watching that.
It takes you back to a dark place for sure.
Are you watching it just like that?
I watched the first two episodes.
Okay,
but all this discussion about
Shay Diaz.
I'm curious,
the most hated fictional character ever in the LGBT universe,
and it's because they just what's wrong? Like, I don't know. Cause in the first two episodes, I didn't really catch it.
The way they're framing Miranda's coming out story is just so chaotic and honestly a little bit damaging to like LGBT. Like, it's just like the way she's coming out. It's like, this is, it just feels very chaotic and like someone's going to get hurt. And Shay Diaz themselves is just like unwatchable. Like everything that comes out of Shay's mouth is cringeworthy. It's just like, it's just, Shay is just not a likable character to begin with. So it's hard to believe that Miranda would fall in love so deeply with someone who's just like the polar opposite of someone who, of Steve, who's like a fan favorite.
I love Steve. Like, I
love Steve.
Wouldn't marry him.
Except I hate cheaters. Oh. I hated him in the movie.
Did he cheat?
He cheated in the movie, remember?
No, I totally forgot.
Yeah, you should go back and watch. I mean, the movie is so good. Yeah, I know. But we still love Steve. Steve is the hottest one on this, the best guy on there.
I find him attractive. It's so weird. I think a lot of people do, though.
I do too.
That's so interesting. Watch that, like, Miranda or Sarah. What?
I still say watch.
Still watch it. Okay. I will watch. I really do want to finish it, just because, kind of like Euphoria, even though I can't do that one, I definitely can do And Just Like That, and I want to be in the know.
Yeah.
So,
And the memes are good.
Yeah. I know, I've been seeing them and I'm like, what does this mean?
Check it out. It's like watching a slow train wreck, but you got to do it. It's like a bad smell that you got to keep smelling. It's, you know.
I just wonder why Cynthia or Sarah Ramirez, like, why, if the writers really botched up this
story. Sarah Ramirez, is that Shay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder why, like, neither of them flagged it. Like, hey, like, this doesn't really make sense for the community and, like, could be hurtful. I don't know. That's weird to me.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe it's just, I don't know. But maybe that's what they want, because I think that they want to make Miranda very unlikable this season. It feels like they're intentionally making her, like, you know, the way that people used to hate Carrie. So,
they're
trying to switch the tables. I don't know, turn the tables. Yeah. You know who's generally just hated across the board right now this week?
Who?
Jen from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh my God.
Jenny? Or is it Jen? No, not Jenny. Sorry.
Jenny. Yeah. Jenny. That?
Wild. That is. But you know what? I knew. I knew.
You had a feeling?
Well, yeah. She, when she was first cast on that show, she had all these photos with, like, an AK-47 and a fucking trucker hat and these bootcut jeans. And I was like, oh, she's a Trumper. Cause, you know, they were wearing them bootcut jeans and they have them trucker hats. And that's how they just look like trash. Oh, and they love guns. I knew it.
Wow.
It was giving Trumper.
Yeah, that, no, totally. I would have felt the, I would have caught the vibe if I had seen those photos, but I did not see those photos. So then, like, whenever these Facebook posts came out, I was really, like, shocked and saddened and disappointed, just because, you know, in previous episodes, she stood up against Mary for the racist things that Mary said. And so you were, like, rooting for her, but now it's just like, I'm so tired. I can't do it anymore with the Housewives specifically, because I feel like they're all just waiting to disappoint me.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Okay, so it's changed the way that I, like, watch reality TV now. So, well, specifically this format of show, like these Housewives shows. Yeah. I just wait for everyone to disappoint me. And I'm just like, everyone, just understand that everyone's going to be awful. And at some point they're going to just, like, I'm waiting for, like, Karen Huger to have something against the LGBTQ.
Oh, you know, don't say it.
I know, no. I don't want to say it. I don't want to speak it into existence, but I'm also just like, I love her, but I'm just waiting for something, the other shoe to drop. But this show in particular, Salt Lake City, I really do feel, and I was telling someone this the other night, I'm like over SLC, I think. I used to love SLC. Let's be real, I'm going to watch it until it's so bad and until the wheels really fall off the Mormon wagon. I will continue to watch the show, but what am I watching it for? Because Jen's drama is too dark for me. I don't really typically like legal drama. I find it really, like, just, like, dark and boring, and it feels like a dark cloud hanging over the show. Lisa, I know that she's a Ted Cruz supporter in real life, so I'm waiting for her stuff to come out. I don't think she's any better. She's definitely, everybody's, like, all on Twitter. They're like, LGBTQ queen, we love her. I'm like, no, guys, she's a Ted Cruz supporter, so I'm waiting for her old tweets to come out or something. Meredith, I guess, is whatever. I'm not even really into Meredith. Whitney, she was filming with a 1-6 insurrectionist woman in her fucking kitchen. Remember that?
Yes.
Sarah,
oh
girl,
my God. She was the January 6th. Yes.
These people, it's like, it's just like too dark for me. It's like, what are we watching? I don't know. Do you feel that? I don't know. Also, see, just like we flew too close to the sun because Mary's not on the show anymore. So then it's like, what am I watching this for? Yeah. Because Mary was the best part to me. And now that she's a full blown racist, I'm like, I don't even know.
I know. Oh my God. I cannot believe the insurrectionist. I've completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like, how long has this season been on? It's been a minute, I guess.
Well, that was season one when she had that girl, I think.
Oh, that was season one. Oh my God.
I think it was season one.
Blends together for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know, I'm still intrigued by Salt Lake City. I guess I do want to see how the Jen Shah of it all shakes out.
I'm just worried what they have left. Because if Mary's not there and Jenny's probably going to be fired, there's no way that they keep her on. They all unfollowed her on social media.
Yes, I saw that. And I feel like even if there is forgiveness behind the scenes, no one's going to want to film with her because no one's going to want to align themselves with that. Because even if like they talk it out and they find resolution, the audience is still always going to see Jenny as this like nasty racist bigot.
Yeah.
And I know Lisa Barlow doesn't want to be involved in that, and neither does Meredith Marks. And so like if no one wants to film with her, then a housewife cannot exist.
I also think that people can like learn from their mistakes and stuff like that, and that's totally fine. I just don't want to see it on my television. We're in 2022. I don't have time to watch a grown woman go to fucking like racism camp. It's ridiculous. Like fucking show up fully formed, but don't like, I'm not gonna watch you go to fucking therapy to like unlearn your fucking hate. Like it's supposed to be a fun show. And then now I have to talk about this shit on the fucking show because they're going to have to address it. So now I already know that now I'm going to have to sit through this next season. It's ridiculous. I don't even know.
Also, I just feel
give me Miami. Bro. Just give me like a bunch of bitches like shopping and having fun.
I know. Like, you know? They're all like just such bright lights. I truly love each and every one of them. Who's your favorite on the reboot? Alexia.
Well, right now it's Dr. Nicole. It's between Alexi and Dr. Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both amazing. I thought they did a really good job of picking new people and then like keeping the perfect OGs.
Yeah.
Like there's OGs.
I want to get into it heavily.
Okay.
But first, I want to get your, because I didn't watch Summer House yet.
Oh,
and you know I love Summer House, but I haven't even gotten to it this week. But have you seen the premiere?
I saw the premiere. It was a really good premiere.
Okay. Half this podcast is like me not seeing shit or you not seeing shit. And you're having to tell me about it. And I'm telling you. But it's good.
Yeah, it's really
good. I'm nervous that we're inviting too many people to the house.
There's a lot of people in the house. Yes, there are some new additions, but they're either great for TV or very good looking.
Okay.
And I thought it was really good. It was really dramatic. There was definitely a moment between Carl and Lindsay. I mean, Carl and Lindsay are together
because they're together. And you broke that.
Yes. Yes. I broke that on page six. Yeah. So I interviewed Lindsay and I was
a good couple.
They're so
I actually
cute
really
together.
Like them. They're trying it for a second time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the stars have finally aligned now that Carl is sober. They just like, they both seem to be in a really great place. And like, I hope it's going to work this time, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of it on the show. Cause I think
it happens towards the end.
Yeah. Like fully formed towards the end of the summer and kind of like more off camera, but they get into a little fight, then they make up. But Kyle and Amanda, oh my God.
They hate each other. I haven't seen it, but this is what I'm gathering from everybody talking about. They're like, how are these people getting married? These people, like, she hates him.
Like,
I hate him, though.
He did his whole thing where he like goes out partying and doesn't come home and doesn't answer his phone, and she got rightfully pissed, and then she started like throwing his like shit all over the bathroom and like breaking all his like grooming products, and she called him like 57 times and he didn't answer. I don't know. I did not watch the previous season of Summer House. I took a little break. I think I missed a little bit.
That was actually, I think, their best season.
Where they were doing good as a couple?
The COVID one. Episode, right? Where they, like last summer, you mean? Hannah's last. You should go back and watch it. It was really good.
Oh, okay.
But they were doing pretty good then. Yeah.
Well, they weren't doing good on the premiere. And then it was like so wild to think that 2 months after this crazy ass fight.
Getting married.
That they got married. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, straight couples are all, I don't know. Y'all be getting married and I don't know. Not the gay couples are much better because the couples, I don't know.
Yeah, I cannot believe that she actually walked down the aisle after that.
Yeah.
It will infuriate you when you watch it. It was really tough to watch.
Huh. I'm going to need a gay on the show soon. Don't you feel?
I know.
We're inviting all these people and there's not really any LGBTQ representation.
Remember the OG gay Stephen McGee?
Didn't love him.
Didn't form a viewer cast member relationship with him. Like he didn't like pull me in. But it was nice to see a gay guy on there. So I'm just like wondering where's the next
I don't
gay
trust
guy?
It when they live in New York City and I don't know anybody that knows them.
Oh.
How are you gay in New York and I don't know somebody that knows you? You know how this world works.
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
In New York?
And wasn't
it's
he like
a very
a celebrity?
Small city if you're gay.
Wasn't he like an agent or something? Like, and he was friends with like the Olsons or Lindsay Lohan or something.
Oh, was he?
I don't know. There was like, Chrissy Teigen. He was like best friends with Chrissy Teigen. That was
okay.
It. Okay. Yeah. So he knew Chrissy Teigen, but no gays in New York.
Well, we need a gay on the show. I don't know. It's just like, me. No, we need we need someone who's got a shorter fuse or a longer fuse. Cause I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like it's definitely like a pressure cooker situation. I don't know. I always think of myself like when I'm watching reality shows and I'm like, how would I handle this situation? I feel like I'm so non-confrontational. Like it really takes a lot for me to lash out. I mean, like once I get there, I can have a pretty sharp tongue, but like it takes me like a while to get there.
It could take me just a second, especially with this crew. In like 2 seconds flat, you know what I'm saying? It's like someone doesn't take the trash out, then we're like fighting.
Oh, then that's it. Okay.
So yeah. I still say Summer House spinoff in Fire Island. Do it. Someone.
Well, remember that show Fire Island? Like produced by Kelly Ripa. Loved I like that show. Yeah, that was a good show.
I'm friends with some of the people from that show.
Kasan,
the black guy, so cute. Justin, who was kind of like the bear.
Oh yeah, he's so cute.
Brandon, who was the young photographer.
Yeah, yes.
I had met Patrick before, the kind of crazier one, right? The one who was like the bartender there.
Oh yeah.
I don't, but I don't know him as well. There was one other that I don't think I knew. Yeah. But Kasan's great. Kasan's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Couldn't have done that either, but you know.
Yeah.
But mostly because I like to have fun and it didn't seem like that house like was very open to having fun. They were more concerned about like their image and the optics of like, they went to the end of a party and then stood outside the entire time being like, I don't know why we're here. It's like, what are y'all doing? Like,
yeah.
Go all out or don't do this at all.
Totally.
You know? Yeah. I would have wanted to have like fun. So.
Yeah.
Probably
maybe a reboot starring you.
Maybe
more like more fun gays.
Yes. See, I was talking about this with my friend Jonathan on here the other day. Shout out Jonathan. He's always on here. But we were talking about Queer Eye.
Yeah.
And we were like, we do a reboot of Queer Eye, but it's called Queer Side Eye, and you get like actual good gays. We're just like, but we show up to someone's house and just fucking drag them. We like go through the fridge, we go through their closets, we're like way meaner. We're like, don't
wait,
we can drive them to the hair appointment, but they have to sit in the back seat or in the cab of the truck. We're not letting them in the front seat. We're like, you dirty bitch.
Wait, you know, please like pitch and produce that, because I would watch the absolutely. Shit out of that. That would be,
it would probably
so
be on
good.
Zeus.
Yeah. Oh, it would be very Zeus energy for sure.
Jonathan was like, and then we have to jump them at the end. So you know,
perfect. I'm
like
watching
a gang.
Yeah.
Brittany and Jamie Lynn, there's a lot going on there.
Oh my god.
You're a Brittany enthusiast.
Oh yes. I
don't follow it as much now that she's free.
Yeah, right.
Now that she got free, I'm like, good, she's free. I'm not gonna like feed into the machine that put her in this position in the first place. So I try not to like tap too much in.
Totally. Yes. And I, as a lifelong Brittany lover, appreciate
that. Yeah.
That approach, right? But also as a lifelong Britney lover, I cannot ignore anything.
Yeah.
So of course I'm on top of it. And especially like with my job and stuff, I feel like the two things I cover are like Bravo and Britney.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your job.
Yeah. And this Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears feud has just been insane. I cannot believe we got here, but we only got here because Jamie Lynn decided to drop this book at like the worst
time possible time
ever. Like, what?
You could tell if someone was in her ear like, this is the time to do a book, you, and they just like push it out. You could tell
totally
all going on. Yeah,
I guess she, it was that like strike while the iron's hot,
yeah,
idea behind it. But
what's it called?
It's called Things I Should Have Said, but it was originally called I Must Confess Family Fame and Figuring It Out. And when she did the Call Her Daddy podcast, like that was the first thing
that was this past week.
Yeah. And Alex Cooper like immediately said, well, wasn't it called something else? Like, wasn't it like a Britney lyric or something? And she was like, no, that was never it. But the little price tag at Target underneath the book literally says, I Must Confess. So this, the whole time, like, it just seems like it's always been this vehicle to talk about Britney and capitalize on your sister relationship with Britney. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I do think that Jamie Lynn Spears has an interesting story. I think that being a teen mom and like being scrutinized by the media and all that craziness, like there is value in that. And I guess the catch 22 is like, you can't talk about your experience without talking about Britney, but
yeah,
like, you also can't sell a book without talking. I don't know. I just,
it's kind of,
I find myself talking in circles when I think about it.
Yeah. It's fucked up. I mean, it's like, you know, but at the same time, it's like you're capitalizing on this at the worst possible time when it's just like, she was finally getting free and we don't want to like, you know, monetize her tragedy.
Yeah.
You know,
and then like all her press, her press tour has just been really confusing too, because she, you know, on one hand she says, I knew nothing about the conservatorship. I still don't understand the conservatorship as much as I didn't understand it when it was put in place in 2008 when I was just a 17-year-old trying to have a baby. But then she says that she provided Britney with contacts and resources to end the conservatorship, and she was on the phone with Britney's lawyer trying to help her end the conservatorship.
Yeah, that's so like, she was on a podcast, right? So she was on a podcast last week called Call Her Daddy, and she basically showed text messages, right?
Showed text messages. She didn't show the text that Britney sent her. She just read that aloud. But then she showed multiple text messages that she allegedly sent to Britney, and the text messages, I just will say, were weird. They were like, I did this and this and this, and I like the way she, so basically, like, I don't know, for instance, like she was like talking about how one time they took a trip to Hawaii, and apparently on this trip to Hawaii she and Britney sat on the phone with Britney's lawyer to discuss options to end the conservatorship. And in the text message she was like, I sat in Hawaii with you and I called your lawyer and we did this. And it's like, if you did that together, you wouldn't need to recount.
Yeah. Yeah.
Britney, it seems like she was recapping it for the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
That's weird.
Cause I'm not listening to that podcast just to hear all of her drama. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. It's fuck Jamie Lynn Spears all day. She looks like Ted Cruz in a wig, but
a lot of people have said that. And do you know what the weird thing about the Jamie Lynn Spears of it all is? I interviewed her when I was at the Hollywood Reporter, right when her show Sweet Magnolias was coming out. And that was in like May 2020. And this was, the Free Britney movement had already began, but Jamie Lynn hadn't been roped into it yet.
Okay.
And so there was still like kind of this mystery about Jamie Lynn's role in Britney's conservatorship, but no one was pointing fingers at her. No one really had a reason to. The only reason why, you know, people are looking at Jamie Lynn now is because in, you know, Britney's explosive, powerful testimony, she said like, my family, and she didn't exclude anyone. She said, my family did nothing to help. But this was May 2020 and we didn't know that. And I interviewed Jamie Lynn Spears and we had like a wonderful conversation. And as like a lifelong Britney Spears fan, like this was like a bucket list moment for me. We talked about Britney. We talked about it all and it was so great. And then she like followed me on Instagram and she like gave me this like beautiful shout out about how much she loved the piece and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I've been posting my feelings about Brittany for a while now.
yeah.
She still follows me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like wondering when or if that will end at some point, because I got, she still follows me. This week I exclusively got Brittany cease and desist to Jamie Lynn for Page Six that I posted. So I kind of like thought that was going to be the nail in the coffin, but she still follows me. So I don't, I don't know what maybe I'm just like self-centered and like thinking like
she follows you on Twitter,
on Instagram,
on Instagram. Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Jin Shaw follows me on Twitter and I'd be dragging that bitch. Oh my God. Oh my God. I've been dragging her ass for fucking since the feds came down and dragged her ass to jail.
She probably wants to know what Pet Shop Boy is saying about her. I can see why she still follows.
She followed me early on, but I don't know if she's reading or what. Brooks Marks follows me too. And there's a couple times where but we like Brooks Marks.
I do like him. Yeah,
we do.
He has fun and he like looks so good. I don't know if he's like gotten some things done here and there.
I'm sure it's the lips or something he's getting.
I think it looks really good, like the lips and the jawline. Like I'm into it. I'm getting jawline filler from Dr. Jen on Orange County.
Are you really? Do you know Steven Krugel?
Steven Krugel. Bravo.
Yep, he was just on here last week.
Oh, and he got it right.
He goes to her.
Yeah. So I
should connect you guys. You guys can drive down to the OC together and get your jaw filler.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he loves it. I mean, he's built a big into that. So I should get jaw filler. You wanted to make your jaw more like.
I want to look like Donnie Bravo. Like,
yeah.
Like, I want to be like square.
I know. I want to take a photo of my face and put it on my Instagram and just ask viewers, tell me what I should get done. Drop down in the comments below and let me know how to fix my face. Fix that face.
Yes,
fix that face. Fix that face.
I know.
Ooh, don't make that face, Nini.
ever since I moved to LA, I feel like that's like my inner saboteur. Fix that face. Like all the time. And so I have gone to fix my face a few times. I've done two rounds of Botox so far. And I got my lips done. So we're here living.
We're like in West Hollywood, right?
Yeah. I'm in Studio City now.
Okay.
But
I don't know what that means.
West Hollywood. So
okay.
Wait, actually, speaking of Studio City and Brittany, do you know what's really crazy? So Brian and I found this place.
She used to be over there all the time, right? For like it was.
Yeah, she loved cruising down Ventura during the 2007 era.
Yeah,
and we're really close to there.
And she could drive.
Yeah, I know. Well, she can drive again. She can drive again. Yes, we've come full circle. But where we are in Studio City, it's in this neighborhood called Colfax Meadows. And so when I put it together, I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know if you remember, but like Brittany and K-Fed had this like secret wedding ceremony at some random house in Studio City. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, because I'm psychotic, I remember that it was in this neighborhood called Colfax Meadows. And so I was like, I wonder how close we are to Brittany's marital venue. And I like live in the neighborhood, so like on my like little daily walk, I like walk by Brittany and K-Fed's wedding house. I'm like, hey.
Whose house was it? It was like
it was like an agent or something that she just borrowed. Apparently like their wedding venue and location had leaked, and so to get beyond that, they had an engagement party, and then once everyone got to the house, it was like, surprise, it's actually a wedding. So
so she looked like trash in those wedding photos, I'm not gonna lie. The hair, the brown, it was the brunette, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like that auburny reddish brown color. And I feel like Brittany, I don't know if she like subconsciously dyes her hair brown for like dark moments in her life,
or more like mature.
I feel like whenever something doesn't last, she had brown hair for like the beginning of it. This, I don't know if this is making sense, although she was blonde during the Jason Alexander Vegas wedding.
Yeah, but that was pre-chaotic, like that was the beginning of the chaos. Jason Alexander marked like, okay, now we're right.
That was like, I mean, that was like the jump off.
The jump off of her being like a young woman alone in this world, really just being kind of cuckoo, you know? Not cuckoo, but you know, running wild.
Just navigating it all by herself, or trying to, before the people came in and didn't let her.
Yeah. Wait, I want to go back to Botox and stuff. So like living in LA, like coming from New York, was that like a big culture shock for you? Like in the gay, especially, like, I mean, everybody's getting it there. I mean, it's like, that's not everyone. Obviously that's a thing, but.
Yeah, I feel like everyone gets a lot of stuff done here, but also doesn't really talk about it.
People don't really talk about it in New York, but like everyone's getting.
Yeah. And so I kind of like, I feel like I've just kind of become more aware. And so I'll know what to look for. And I'm like, oh, he definitely has some lip filler. Or he definitely gets some Botox. Yeah. And it like, I think the right amount looks great. So
yeah. Shout out. Love you guys for doing it. Do what you want to do. Listen, I'm dumb and happy in 2022. The less I know, the better. I don't care. As long as you're happy, I'm good. I might get something done too. I want to fill my fucking face up. Not crazy, but I'm ready.
I know. You know? Well, that's the thing too. Like once you start doing it, you kind of get a little like fixated on it. Like I remember when I first got my lips done, it was something that like I had thought about for a long time. I just wanted something. I just wanted a little heavier. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I was scared because I like being a guy getting lip filler. I always thought that if I got it, like I would look like Trinity Tuck Taylor. And I don't want that.
Which one's Trinity?
No, Trinity is from Drag Race. And
oh, okay. Okay. See, I'm
she has really big, beautiful lips.
Okay.
We don't have the same aesthetic goals.
Okay. Yeah.
And, so I was scared of that, but finally I was just like in the chair one day getting Botox and I was like, fuck it, let's do the lips. And then I got them done and I loved them. And then I'm like looking in the mirror and I'm like, wait, do I need more? Like, I think I need more and I don't need more. And that's like the mental part of it.
Did you go to Dr. Jen for your lips?
No. I was referred to someone from a friend, like someone got.
But now you're going to go to Dr. Jen for your.
For my jaw filler. Yeah. And I want to ask her what she thinks of the work I've had this far.
I want to ask her what she thinks of the season of Real Housewives of the OC.
I know. Well, what do you think? Are you watching?
I am. So let's get into it a little bit and then we'll head over to the B side. I have several thoughts about Noella specifically.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the show. It's not my favorite. It never has been, and it's never gonna be because I don't really like the locale and it just doesn't have the flavor for me, but it's the best that the show's been in a very long time.
I agree.
I don't think that, I thought Jen was going to give more. I'm not like loving her. She might be like a one-hit wonder.
I think she has potential, but isn't, I feel like maybe a lot of Jen has been edited out. I don't know. I feel like it's weird. I feel like she's
the editing on the show feels weird in general. That feels like an odd season because I mean, obviously that woman, Nicole, was supposed to be a housewife
and
then completely like dipped out. But you know,
apparently this past week was her last episode. So she didn't even get like a ceremonious goodbye or anything.
She was weird and I liked her.
Yeah. I liked her and I love like the very pink cheeks.
It's like all over. Yeah, she's so OC.
I
want to get into more. I want to discuss Noella because she's one of the most interesting villains, I think, on Bravo currently. One of the best villains. Totally. Doesn't even realize she's a villain, by the way. She thinks she's the good guy. But I want to dissect that a bit. But I love her. But tell the people where to follow you on social media and tell the people what you've got going on. Yeah.
What I've got going on. I'm interviewing.
Getting Botox.
Yeah. When I'm not getting Botox or jaw filler, I'm working. Yeah. So you can, go to page6.com and see what I've got going on over there. I post a lot of it on my Instagram at Evan Real. I'm interviewing some of the Jersey girls coming up for the new season. So that'll be exciting.
Who are you interviewing?
I'm interviewing Dolores, Melissa, and Jennifer, who I'm most excited
Dolores
for.
Dolores is good. Jennifer's going to be good because it's the season all about her. It's going to be a lot about her.
Yeah.
And Dolores always gives you really good tea.
Yeah, I love Dolores. She, I've actually never interviewed her before, so I'm
excited. She's fun. She's very personable.
Yeah.
When I first met Dolores, it wasn't for an interview. I just met her we were on a boat party, and I met her with Siggy. And I was just talking to her within the first 5 minutes. I'm talking to her. She was like, yeah, fuck Danielle. Danielle's a whore. My cousin was her pimp. And like all this stuff. And I was like, what? That doesn't even make sense. I don't even know what to do with this. I didn't even ask about Danielle. She just like offered this information. I don't know if she was like maybe a little bit drunk. I don't know.
She had it out for Danielle.
She really did. Dolores just really tells it like it is. Uh-huh. I miss them. Can't wait. Yeah. When are you interviewing those women? Because it's February 1st that.
Yeah. So
it's like next week.
I got Dolores on Thursday, Jennifer on Friday, and then I have Melissa on premiere day on the 1st. So yeah, it's Melissa's all coming whatever, up really
but
fast.
But we love them all.
Do you know what I love about Melissa though? She's just so gorgeous. I love Barbie. Seeing her on camera. She is so beautiful. She is not just her beauty.
She's got Melissa, good style.
Yes, great style.
It's just, I mean, not even great. It's just like she dresses well.
Yes.
She looks good on camera and it's so like good. Nice to have.
And she's like the voice of reason. Like we couldn't do the show without her. Like we do need that like centering.
She makes the show look good.
Point of view. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really care that she doesn't ever have a storyline. It's okay. Dolores too. Like Dolores doesn't really ever have a storyline, but she looks good.
Yeah.
I'm happy she's here.
Yes. Same.
Yeah. You guys know where to follow me on social media. You know where to look up the bonus episodes. That's patreon.com/theBList. You can subscribe there. We're going to go over to the B-side so we can talk about Real Housewives of OC and Miami.
Yes.
We're going to get into it. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.